Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting.
Cock is so delicious.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Longa come.
Yeah, fuck my fucking armpits, yeah.
Ah! Oh my god! Dick and nuts!
I fucked my brother. I fucked him!
I see a lot of penises. Animals' penises. Ah!
You know what NAMLA stands for, don't you? No ass may be left alone.
Your dick get hard.
It's Tuesday, July 13th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, digital drugs, man. Plus, throwing babies on the interstate and Steve Urkel slapping some hoes. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's all coming up right here, right now, on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me on the Tuesday podcast. Got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. Oh, a fantastic story lined up for you. TV listener Nick from Wisconsin, a loyal sideshow freak, emailed this one to me. We've never read a piece of erotic fiction featuring Adolf Hitler. That's all about to change. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's sextastic.
I had not slept a night's peace in so long. My sleep was interrupted unfailingly by the white hot pleasure pooling in my loins.
Right, this is the best German I can do. It's Adolf Hitler speaking.
I would wake all night, my member straining uncomfortably in my sleep pants.
I can't do this the whole time. It'll come and go. I promise you there will be more German accent, but it's too hard. Like Hitler's stiff member.
Straining uncomfortably in his sleep pants.
All right. God, the thought of him. I knew how wrong it was. I wasn't ignorant, but the thoughts were persistent. He was some sort of incubus. My mind was aflame with the thoughts of him.
Those lips sliding up and down my flushed and pulsing length while I worried over the thought of releasing too soon.
I would writhe uncontrollably. And when I finally did release, I was awake and alone in my own bed.
The seed of my lust thickly coating that secret place I tried to forget.
My fantasies weren't always so despicable. Sometimes I would lay awake at night, fabricating his image in my mind, the imaginary silhouette of his frame hunched over beside me as he read passages from the Torah in that lilting, boyish tone of his, hushed and quiet to accommodate the fragile peace of our night. And I would close my eyes, lulled to sleep
by the gentleness of his voice, and he would slip into bed beside me.
He was the subject of my art. My paints and pencils never did him justice, or maybe it was just my hands. I couldn't create what he was to me. I tried, though. I wanted to see those lips parted for my name, Adolf. And if I couldn't see it, couldn't feel it breathe against my skin with the reverence I dearly hoped I deserved, then my hands stopped at nothing to create it on canvas. I wondered what my Joseph would think if he knew. I spent the better part of my days in solitude. My thoughts would often get lost inside the darker parts of my mind, and I would look down in dazed shock to see my palm kneading the swell of my arousal budding from my knickers. Joseph lingered outside of the synagogue most afternoons, I knew, and that's where I found him, bleary-eyed and smiling at anyone and everyone. It took me a few moments to realize how intoxicated he was. So flushed and light on his feet, his smiles almost looked reflexive. I realized how ideal this was. He would be so easy to manipulate. He was something I could create, something I could breathe life into and build just for myself. He hadn't noticed my staring. He hadn't noticed me until I stood directly in front of him, and I surprised myself. It all felt so surreal. My nerves were on the outside, and I was almost trembling. But this would have never been an option had his senses not been so flooded with alcohol. It somehow made him easier to approach.
You are drunk! Where do you live?
I asked, pretending I didn't already know. If it's very far at all, you can sleep this off where I'm staying. It's within walking distance. Ooh. Adolf's a smooth operator. I tried to sound kind and assuring.
You will stay with me now, through the night!
Alright, I tried to sound concerned, but I wasn't sure I could. I was distracted by the pounding heat of my lust. It was growing, getting harder and harder to control. Joseph drew his plump bottom lip in his mouth for a moment, chewing on it thoughtfully.
I might just take you up on that offer, Mr.
Hitler, I told him, grinning easily. My name is Adolf Hitler.
Mr. Hitler, sir.
Joseph gurgled, coughing on his mouthful of liquor.
Oh, God, I think I've had enough for tonight.
Nonsense, I breathed. Let's get him more drunk. Fixated on how drunkenly his words ran together, his stare was heavy, glazed. I couldn't let him leave. I watched as he stood up and panic rose in my gut. Joseph, I started, trying to make the word sharp and distinctive.
You cannot go home!
He needed me. He swayed, and I shot forward. He was dead weight in my arms. I almost didn't want to look at him. I didn't want to see his dark hair plastered to his forehead, his skin sticky and damp with the sheen of sweat coating him. But I had to see, and I did. I finally saw those lips part for my name, Adolf, and my resolve crumbled. I practically carried him home, and I worried that he felt the firmness in my trousers as I pressed myself against him. The bed creaked with the added weight. I heard him groan something, but the noises were lost against my lips as I ensnared him in a deep, rough kiss. His lips were weak against mine. His jaws went slack, and I forced myself in, tasting him, loving him. Good God, he tasted of alcohol. His lips were slick with it. No! He groaned in my mouth. A violent tremor ripped through me at the sound of it. My hands seemed to move on their own, migrating down his pale stomach. His pale Jew's stomach, and relieving him of his clothing. The buttons were complicated to my inexperienced fingers, but I desperately needed to feel him.
When I grasped him in my hand, I felt he was still flaccid,
and he was motionless, hardly awake through it all, and suddenly my anger was spliced with my longing. I didn't care what that meant. I didn't care that I didn't care. Desperately, I pumped him. I pumped him like I'd done to myself night after night with my thoughts consumed of him. I told myself that it was him, that he was feeling this because he wanted to feel this, and it wasn't just a human reaction at all when I felt him hardening in my hand, pulsing with the sudden rush of blood, and his entire body tensed against mine. Ah! He yowled, jerking away from me. Not so hard! Shh! I tried to soothe him, but traces of my annoyance were seeping through. I needed this. He would not take it away from me.
You will stay,
I groaned lowly, grinding against his bare hips.
No!
I squeezed him urgently. He would come for me, and I would make him, I thought to myself furiously, stroking him in sync with my own dry rubbing and thrusting, tension curling pleasurably in my loins. I felt myself growing close. I thought of all the times I'd wished for this, all the times I told myself it could never happen, because how could anything like this could? That was a poorly constructed sentence. But it was. And as I felt myself reach my peak, an intense height in culmination of all my frustration and pleasure, he softened in my hand. Limp. I froze for a small moment. I felt mystifying disbelief laced with almost violent anger that bled into the center of my senses.
Where was the passion in this boy? Where was the passion I felt that I've always felt, animating my entire being for him?
I felt him breathing against my neck, slow and deep, in the complete stillness of his body underneath me. I didn't know what to do with myself. I trembled. Hitler's gonna cry.
Why won't the Jew boy stay hard for me?
Alright, where are we at here? I was angry and blind with hatred for the boy I once believed was my ultimate key to personal fulfillment. He was my muse, and here he slept, dead to the world and uncaring of my bitter rage. Well, look, he's really drunk. You can't blame him. I felt bile rise in my throat, tasted the acidity of this afternoon's half-digested worst. I grimaced to myself and swallowed it. The sight of him made me ill. How could he ruin this for me? He was a selfish and deceptive man! Of course he was! He was a Jew! I almost hated myself for not associating his filthy lineage with his filthy character. I had been blinded by the lust of man! Silently, I vowed that I would make each and every one of these people pay! If they could just feel a microcosm of my pain, I might be satisfied! And it would all start with this boy! The end. That is what started Hitler's hatred for the Jews. A drunk boy couldn't stay hard for Hitler. Ding. All right, today's Sextastic Tuesday was brought to you by our good friends and not anti-Semitic. They're very Semitic, as a matter of fact. Very Semitic people over there at AdamandEve.com. They love everyone. They love everyone that loves porn. And for a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. That's got to be the weirdest commercial they've ever heard for their company. I hope the people from Adam and Eve are not listening today. Carol, did you listen to Distorted View, one of our advertising partners? He said something about Adam and Eve being very pro-Semitic. It was right after he read a Nazi-themed sex story. He used that as a segue to start promoting Adam and Eve. I don't think that's good for the company, right? I don't think it's wise to associate our company with Hitler. I mean, we provide sex toys and lingerie. The only thing Hitler provided was the final solution. At least he tried to. All right, let's not mention Hitler or Nazis anymore. Let's talk about Adam and Eve, a company that loves Jews, loves everyone who loves sex. If you want to purchase some anal sex toys, some cock rings, dildos, vibrators, lingerie, adult movies, sexy extras, which include lubes, lotions, and condoms, adult games, all that sort of stuff, surf on over to AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. That's half off. All you have to do is use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. You pick out a product, anything you like. You enter coupon code FREAK during checkout. You'll automatically see the new price reflected there. You're also going to get free shipping, so they're not going to rape you on shipping charges or anything like that. And you're going to get three free adult DVDs and a special gift, all for using coupon code FREAK at AdamandEve.com. A link is provided on today's show notes. Support them. They have to be respected because they are the only company with the balls to sponsor Sextastic Tuesday. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now.
Butt Fudge Sunday. Every Sunday. For your pleasure.
Hey, whore. It's Cheryl Murkowski of Orville.org. Want to say I love your grom. Love it. It makes me all moist. I stick my fingers in my...
Oh, so naughty.
I have a crush on you just like I have a crush on Tim Henson, but he's gay.
Corey's not gay.
I just can't get enough of you. I just need you in my life, Corey. Oh.
You sound like a great guy. I've got very strong hands, and I can really stretch a sack. Maybe I'll call again, and we can get together on some beach.
Yes, Butt Fudge Sunday is available on the Sideshow. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. And don't forget to check out buttfudgesunday.com for more of Corey's great work, like some CDs, digital downloads you can enjoy, like Crapocalypse. And also, don't forget, today's program is extended for Sideshow Freaks. Just another reason to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. All right, let's get into the news. First story we have for you today. I should say that this story involves a toddler, so chances are something horrible is going to happen to it if you don't like to hear about babies getting hurt. You're listening to the wrong podcast, baby. All right. A man who violently shook his toddler. That's called shaken baby.
Shaken baby syndrome is caused by violent shaking.
I'm getting angry. I don't want to be angry. People getting me angry here.
You don't shake a baby.
He just got into it, and all of a sudden, she said something just hit her. Bam! All upside his head. Just slapped him. Dick will make you slap somebody.
Don't shake babies.
squeal like a pig. You think they'd learn?
Goddamn son of a bitch!
All right, there you go. More of Corey's brilliance there. You shook the baby all night long. All right, yeah, so, you know, this guy violently shook his toddler and then threw the girl in front of the moving car. That's really the important thing here, because that's what did the most damage to its body. All right, the officer, whose name was not released, was off duty and on foot when he saw a man later identified as John Taylor yelling in the middle of Fifth Avenue. Taylor then picked up a toddler on the sidewalk, shook her violently, and then hurled her into traffic like she was a fucking football, where she was run over by a vehicle. Now, you'd think the baby would be dead. Fortunately, whoops, she is okay, kind of. The 18-month-old girl was later determined to be the suspect's child. The off-duty officer helped remove the child from underneath the car. She suffered some burns. Those burns were all caused by the car's engine, but she managed to escape major injury. Taylor fled on foot, and the officer then flagged down a passing motorist and jumped into the passenger seat. They spotted the suspect confronting another motorist at Fifth Avenue and International Boulevard. The off-duty officer confronted the suspect, who began attacking the officer. As uniformed officers arrived, Taylor was still combative and was shot with a stun gun before he was subdued. The suspect was taken to the hospital for treatment of a head injury and was booked on the suspicion of resisting arrest, plus battery on a police officer, and of course, child endangerment. So there you go. Second story we have for you today, a new toilet
was... You look like a fucking bitch on heat. Oh. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault.
Whoa.
All right?
Mel.
Because you provoked it. You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs you feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants and stuff. You see your pussy from behind.
All right. You know what a very angry, very racist, very batshit crazy Mel Gibson means. It's time for Distorted Views, Access Entertainment, Hollywood News, Insider Report, Extra Edition tonight.
Celebrity Michael Jackson.
Entertainment.
Implants.
Hollywood.
Who is Angelina Jolie banging?
Extra.
Mayonnaise.
It's kind of been a shitty month for celebrities getting into, like, legal trouble. Oh my god, I'm gassy today. I'm sorry. I ate at Frisch's Big Boy tonight. Yeah, I was on a date, so what? Where I take all my dates. And the onion rings were just bland and disgusting, and now they're making me burp. Everything about that statement was wrong. Taking dates to Big Boy and then ordering onion rings, just that's a good date food. No. But I did eat at Big Boy, and it was gross. All right, this story comes from TMZ. They learned that Jaleel White, I don't know if you recognize the name. How about this name? Urkel. Yes, that Jaleel White, the actor who played Steve Urkel on Family Matters. Sounded like my mom there for a second. He played Urkel on Family Matters. Is under investigation for allegedly battering a woman. Sources familiar with the police report say the alleged victim claims White allegedly punched her in one of her breast implants. They look stupid. That's why he did it. They look fake and they look big and stupid.
You know, but they're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore. And you go around sashaying around in your tight clothes.
All right, enough of Mel. I could just play Mel audio clips all day. I'm sure I'll be playing some more for the Sideshow Freaks. All right, so basically, Jaleel White punched one of the bitch's breast implants while they were driving on Pacific Coast Highway about 2 weeks ago with an infant in the car. At least Jaleel didn't chuck the infant out of the car window onto the highway. She claims that when they got home, White allegedly slapped her and then pushed her into a toilet so hard it broke the tank. Sources connected with White's baby mama, that's TMZ's wording, Bridget Hardy, say that Hardy is in fact the alleged victim. She did not report any injuries, though. The alleged victim filed a report with the LAPD on Tuesday. The investigation is ongoing. A representative for Jaleel told TMZ that there was absolutely no battery, no abuse, and the incident never happened. So you be the judge there.
Okay.
Stay in the fucking fucking house. I'm not giving it to you, but I'll let you stay there.
All right, Mel, enough. Final story we have for you today. There is so much stupidity involved in this story. We got to take it slow, freaks. All right. School and drug experts in Oklahoma are warning parents to beware of digital drugs that Mustang High School students blame for their apparent intoxication. What the hell am I talking about? Honestly, I have no idea. Three students were sent to the principal's office when they appeared to be high on drugs or alcohol in March, said the district superintendent Bonnie Lightfoot. She said the kids explained that they had tried something called eye dosers. Have you heard of it? You want to experiment, it's available on iTunes, believe it or not. Let me explain what's going on here. iDosers uses sound waves to trick your brain into thinking you're on drugs. Sounds like fun, huh? You can't just use speakers, like you have to use earbuds, and I don't know. I don't understand the whole thing. I haven't messed around with it, but I'm going to download some iDosers. They have iDosers for to simulate all sorts of different drugs, like peyote. You know, weed, acid, cocaine, opium, shit like that. So these kids weren't bullshitting the principal when they said they were doing digital drugs. It is a real thing. I just figured that, you know, they were full of shit. They were out, you know, outside during recess, drinking or something. But no, they apparently were really doing something called iDosers. They do exist. Young people plug into iDosers through putting on headphones and downloading music and tones that create a supposed drug-like euphoria. The tones supposedly alter brain waves. Whether it was kids faking it, the power of suggestion, or simply a real high, it wasn't clear to administrators who investigated the students' claims. Adding to the mystery was the fact that these kids weren't troublemakers, so the worried Lightfoot sent parents a letter warning them to be aware of this new temptation called iDosers. Quote, "The parents' reaction was the same as mine. You've got to be fucking kidding me," said Lightfoot. I added the fucking part. Now, other schools and drug experts are concerned about this trend. "I think it's very dangerous," says Karina Forrest Perkins, Chief Operating Officer of Gateway to Prevention and Recovery. "While there are no known neurological effects from digital drugs, they encourage kids to pursue mood-altering substances. When young people go to one website to download digital drugs, they'll find a product line featuring titles such as alcohol, opium, marijuana, and orgasm." Ooh, sexy drugs. The website shows the digital drugs have been downloaded more than 1 million times. To sell more, the website encourages users to write about their experiences on the site. Oh, you know how I love testimonials. One user said animals popped up and paint seemed to fall from the wall. Another user wrote, "I feel nothing. I'm starting to wonder if this is just a big ploy to get money from gullible customers." Uh-huh. I could see that. Ding, ding, ding. Right on the money. Still others said they experienced euphoria or sensations similar to getting high on crack and other drugs. I've got to try that out. I've got to try the crack track. A site says that the iDoses may not be downloaded by anyone under 18 years of age. Come on, you know they are, Forrest Perkins said. No one over 18 is trying to get stoned on a song, except for me and my listeners. The first 20 people to call in to Distorted View will get a free iDoser. All right, kids disappointed in their digital experiences might try huffing paint or another chemical, or smoking marijuana or drinking alcohol, said Forrest Perkins. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Jim, it's Matt in Kansas. Well, I probably shouldn't have said my name. Yesterday on the show, you were you asked if there were any female gooners. Like, yeah. If that happens, and my wife actually kind of could have been considered one before we were married, obviously.
right.
But, yeah, she would, like, if she had a free day, she would, like, just lay in bed and twiddle her bits for, like, 8-9 hours.
Yeah, but again, I the caller yesterday made a good point. Like, these bitches can orgasm all the time. You know, they have multiple orgasms. They can just come and come and come. So
do it all day.
And, they can't edge like we can.
Go into like, oh, vagina, oh, like, or anything like that. But
right.
She fucked up her hand one time. She had like a real bad cramp.
She sprained her wrist.
Diddling all day. But anyway, yeah, I thought that was a fun fact.
Well, thank you very much for that information.
Timothy, Crazy Man Dan from Texas here. They shall say that I am insane, but know that they are lying and also robots. I have a theory about Halley's Comet. I believe he is Tim Henson from the future.
Ooh, the future.
Future. And he has come back to fill you in on all that he knows.
Right.
Be it random shit or random...
I think Dan from Texas has been listening to a few iDoses or whatever.
Hi, Tim. I don't know if you remember me calling last month. I was the girl that got divorced from a guy who gave me bad sex, and then now I'm dating a really good Catholic boy.
Okay.
Who had sex the most time his wife. Anyway, so managed to get him super wasted, and I'm not proud of it.
Did you fuck him in the
but
ass?
I got some finger banging out of it. So, I don't know if that counts as getting him to kind of come over to the sexy side of life.
Well.
But anyway, I just thought I'd give you an update.
Now, the question is, okay, once he fingered you, you know, drunk or otherwise, like, now is he giving you some fingering action on a regular basis, or is he back to being a fucking prude?
Timmy Henson, get this. I'm Jewish. I live in Florida. And I'm a Sideshow member.
You probably love today's Sextastic Tuesday.
You can put the pieces together yourself. Anyways, I'm just calling to tell you, I just got flashed by a 7-year-old black girl. What should I be thinking right now? Should I feel good or should I feel weird?
You should feel good about that, as long as you got her number.
Also, I do love your show, even though you probably
Thank
hate
you.
Me and I don't give a fuck.
No,
you still make
you.
Me laugh and you still fuck dick. No. Anyways, yeah. Take it easy, bro.
All right, thank you very much. Moving on.
Timmy Boo. What to do? Jigu.
Uh-huh.
Tim, Sideshow member Chad here from Iowa. You know, I just wanted to tell you how great of a job you do.
Really?
And I don't think enough people appreciate how great of a job
I'm
you
waiting.
Do.
I'm waiting for the punchline here.
Your show is just top-notch. Distorted View. And because it is so great, I am going to donate all... Ooh, look, a double rainbow.
No! Oh, another person distracted by the double rainbow. What does it mean, man?
Hey, Tim, you need to have some more monkeys on the show.
Yeah, okay. A request for more monkeys?
Hey, Crackerface. Spinal ham fucker. I know you're probably not crazy about me. A lot of people don't like me, too, but I don't give them five bucks
a month. I love Spiral Him Fucker.
As far as Eminem saying Tonetta on the new Recovery album, that dude said it was on track 2. So talking to myself, I guess that's what he's talking about. The only thing I can hear on there that's remotely close is he's saying don't let up. But he says it pretty fast, you know, so Tonetta.
So it's not really a shout-out to Tonetta after all.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
A bunch of people have actually been emailing me about that it Eminem does not mention Tonetta at all.
Hey, Timmy Boo Henson, this is Sideshow Freak Sid from Florida.
Hey, Sid.
Driving down the road, I mean, it's unbelievable. There's so many cars. I don't know what it means. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at that cloud.
All right, I get it.
Hey, Tim, Stone Deaf Sean here. Of course black folk. There's one in the White House, isn't there?
That's true.
Yes, it's the Fuzzy Man Peach from Washington. I was listening to the Distorted View, and I heard my call on there. Fucking idiot, a complete fucktard, I forgot to tell you where the fucking news story happened. About the guy that blew his fucking arm off 4th of July weekend.
Okay.
It happened in Carson, Washington. That is Carson, Washington.
Okay.
It
doesn't really matter, I guess.
Hey, Ted, this is the Target Whisperer. Two quick things. One is
Whisper.
2009 review. What's
oh,
up?
Right.
Where's
yeah.
the rest of it?
I'm working on it.
Secondly,
this weekend.
I've got a great idea for a parody song. I emailed you and posted it on your wall and all that shit.
Mm.
How about a you, Joe, Cheryl, Madge, and...
Like a We Are the World type of thing?
Rendition of We Are the World.
Oh, that's not a bad idea, actually. I'll have to give that some thought. All right, guys, thank you for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD, as in OH-GOD.
Tight outfits and tight pants instead of you see your pussy from behind.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you are Sideshow Freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. My name is Tim Henson, the new face of genital herpes.